shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We do thank Jeff Dowder for joining us in our first hour as we talked about Van Halen. That one thing we got to make a note on, man, that drumming does not translate over the phone. Our number, again, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. Where you, with a backstage pass, you can watch live streaming video of our show right now. We are on Phil TV in HD from the El Pacifico, and you can watch our program as we perform it every night. A variety of different camera angles and so on and so forth. And that's kind of our little private BSP club. And then over at philhendryradio.com, you can hear continuous streaming archive material, as well as, starting Monday, our podcast, the new free Phil Hendry Show podcast. That's starting Monday at philhendryradio.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin situation with Dean Wheeler. Who is in Florida. I don't know that Dean is anywhere near, I don't know that he's anywhere near Orlando or near Sanford. I think you are in Orlando, Dean, right?
I am, Phil, and have been here since early in the week, just getting a feel for the area and talking to people and trying to, to the best of my ability, Phil, trying to soak up the community a little bit.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I want to get a feel for how people are reacting to this trial and this very tragic incident. I know that something was reported yesterday. I read it, and I kind of had to stop myself, and I took a few notes because I knew it would be a very important piece of information. They're trying, I think, at this early stage to paint a picture of Trayvon. That's decidedly negative. They mentioned that he had THC in his blood. I'm saying that now, Phil, because the cat's out of the bag. Had I not known, or had it not been made public, and I think it was made public by a defense, actually it was made public by the prosecution, which was absolutely the stupidest thing that they could have done. Because what that's doing is making the young man, that the state of Florida is trying to get the guy that killed him into the jail, okay? So the young man that was shot is the man that the state of Florida is trying to get his killer into the jail. And for them to say, oh, and we also have these results that Trayvon Martin had THC in his blood, I think it prejudices their case.
Well, they have to share that. I mean, if that is the finding of the coroner, it's going to be discovered.
Well, yes, it's going to be discovered, but they made a very public display of it, and the defense is going to latch on to this, and they're going to make an even bigger issue out of it. And what is that issue going to be? The defense, because they represent George Zimmerman, who I think, if nothing else, I think we understand him not to be maybe the most sophisticated man. I don't know a lot about him. But they're going to say that Trayvon Martin had THC in his blood, and that somehow makes him a drug user, which, of course, is absolutely untrue. And they're going to try to be prejudiced against him.
Why do you say that's absolutely untrue? I mean, don't you think the THC is a drug?
Well, I think you're talking about cannabis.
Yeah, cannabis, marijuana.
Well, do you?
Well, I think it's a drug. I mean, we know it's a drug because it's used by some doctors as a curative, as a kind of a medicine, you know.
No, but I mean, do you think it's a drug like heroin?
No, I don't think that, but that's not what you said. You said it's not. Of course, it's not a drug.
Well, it's not. When you say that someone had THC in their blood, and you say THC, and you don't say marijuana, and that's what I really take grave exception to, was the prosecutor's office, the district attorney's office.
Who's the DA prosecuting this, by the way?
The DA, the Trayvon Martin case.
Yeah.
The DA prosecuting this on behalf of the state of Florida is is Mellon, Andrew Mellon.
Andrew Mellon, okay. That's the same name of the lady in the John Edwards case.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. There's a lot of things in this case, Phil, that, and I think the prosecutor, by going public with the THC, got into his blood. I think they have made a big mistake. Marijuana, and they're going to try now on the defense side, they're going to try to make Trayvon a drug addict and a drug user and somehow say that that's, you know, why he got shot. And so I think that that was a big mistake.
Well, what are they going to do? They can't hide it.
Well, why did they? They can't hide it, but they don't have to come out and make a big announcement about it. And I don't even think they really had to make that much of an announcement because it's not heroin. It's not heroin. And by announcing that Trayvon Martin had THC in his blood, they have given the defense, the George Zimmerman side, the opportunity to say that Trayvon Martin is some kind of a drug addict, and they're going to crucify him. And I know you and a lot of people don't want to see that happen to this young man's memory.
And well, no, hold on for just a minute. No, I don't. But I don't want to see any. I don't want to see Mr. Zimmerman crucified.
Well, but George Zimmerman, it's a different story. George Zimmerman took his revolver, shoved it up against the belly of Trayvon Martin, and fired three or four times.
And whoa, that's not, I didn't see that. Where are you seeing that?
I think that was released by the...
No, I did not see that.
Well, then you're apparently missing the news, because there was contact powder burn, and...
I saw that there were contact, and there was contact burns, and there was a powder burns, but I didn't see that the pistol was shoved up into the kid's belly.
It was shoved up into his chest, and...
That's different from the belly.
Oh, okay. How's that?
You're going to die a lot slower and a lot more painfully getting shot in the belly than if the bullet goes right to the chest and to the heart. I realize that's not much of a consolation.
Well, I, Mr. Henry, all I know is, by reading this, George Zimmerman apparently is a little bit of a scaredy cat, because as soon as this kid turned on him and said, "Why are you following me?" he took that pistol and shoved it up into the kid's belly. Or not his belly, but...
When you say he shoved it up into the kid's belly, it's decidedly different from saying that he took the pistol and stuck it in the guy's chest. Now,
because he got scared because the kid said, "Why are you following me?"
And we don't know that that's the case either. We don't know when he took that gun and made contact with Trayvon Martin with that gun.
I'm looking at what was released yesterday, and it says there was contact burns, that the pistol was pressed against Trayvon Martin, and this was after Trayvon said, "Why are you following me?" And Zimmerman said, "Guess what? Happy birthday." Bang, 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 bang. Body goes down. And
You know what? I got to tell you something. If, with all due respect, Dean, you're not laying this out in a very good way.
What am I missing here, Phil? I'm telling you what I'm finding in this report.
I didn't hear anything about multiple bang, 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 bang. How many times was this young man shot?
What I'm giving you, Phil, it...
No, but can you give me, since you're there and you have seen this, how many times was he shot?
I don't know the actual number, but I'm telling you that it was more than once, and that the pistol was shoved up into his chest or his belly, which it...
No, into his chest. This much I do remember.
Well, what? You don't need me then, because I'm telling you what I remember.
All right.
And here's how it went down, as I understand it. It was George Zimmerman getting out of the truck, looking, he claims he was looking for something, I guess a sign. And then comes Trayvon Martin. "Why are you following me?" Out comes the pistol, shoved up into Trayvon Martin's, okay, let's not say his belly. Let's say, between his belly and his chest. We'll split the difference.
And I did not hear anything about a belly. I heard chest.
We'll split the difference.
I didn't hear anything about belly. I don't know why you would have to split the difference.
Puts the gun, bang, 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 bang. The kid hits the deck. Zimmerman dives into the cab of the truck. people said they heard rubber or they heard squealing tires.
I don't remember any of this.
Phil, did you read the entire report?
No, I didn't. So what you're describing for me here is that the gun goes up into his belly, he fires six times, he dives into the cab of his truck, and he squeals away.
I imagine that that's how it went.
You imagine that's how it went, but you don't know. You don't know. All you have is what so far has been discovered by the coroner and what's been attested to in police interviews by witnesses, and we haven't even got a trial yet.
What I do know, Phil, and what you know, is that they said Trayvon had THC, which makes it sound like it's some heroin or a crack cocaine kind of drug, when in point of fact, it was marijuana. And I think they said THC because they want to prejudice the case against Trayvon Martin. And
all right, hold the line here with Dean Wheeler, 877-876-PHIL. As we talk about this report as of yesterday on the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman situation, bang, 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 bang. There's not multiple shots. I heard nothing about the gun going into a guy's belly, and I sure as hell didn't hear anything about him diving into the truck and rubber. But the THC, that part, all right, I'll go with Dina. We'll be right back. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Bang, 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 bang. Hits the deck. Then he does.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, on the line with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, but he is in Orlando, Florida tonight in anticipation of this George Zimmerman trial in the shooting of Trayvon Martin. Now, the information that came out yesterday was information having to do, it was from the coroner. There was also some eyewitness, a little bit of the eyewitness testimony, or I should say interviews, that was sort of put out there, but most of it was what the coroner found in terms of the powder burns and everything.
Yeah, that is right, Phil. And they at the time, and also the THC in Trayvon's blood. And I found that very prejudiced. I think that they didn't need to give the defense that kind of ammunition because you know what they're going to do with it. They're going to say that because he had THC in his blood, that he's, a hard drug user, and it just isn't the case. We also have...
Give me what the coroner and what the police have, what did they have? And let's start with the beginning. When you say that Zimmerman's truck is pulled over.
All right, George Zimmerman pulled over, as far as anyone can tell, to urinate. And to look at a street sign and to urinate. He's standing there, and this is from the police interview. He finishes. He's shaking off. He hears, do you have a problem with me? Zimmerman wheels around or twirls, one of the two. I forget which word they use. He either twirled or wheeled. He put the gun up into an area of, Trayvon's body. I don't know if it was his belly, but he shoved it right up there. Boom, 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 okay? Those are eight shots.
Eight shots? The last time that you talked to me before the break...
I feel like I got the phone right up to my ear. I can hear you.
Okay, the last time you talked to me before the break, it was like boom, 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 something like that.
No, it was. No, I was just describing to you the action, but it was like boom, 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 boom. And you know as well as I do that not only can you, 9mm... A lot of them are 9-shot clips. There are some that are 15-shot. The Israeli 5 is an 18-shot clip. And we think that...
Well, wait a minute. They got the caliber of the weapon, right?
Well, yeah, they do. But I don't know what the caliber was. If it's an Israeli 5, you're talking about a cannon. It's like a hand cannon. And that means that Zimmerman wheeled around after shaking off. I shouldn't say that, but...
Okay.
he urinated, and he's zipping up, and he wheels around with them with an Israeli five. Boom, 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 boom. Eight shots.
That's nine.
No, it was eight shots.
Well, you just went boom, 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 boom.
Okay, boom, 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 three. Boom, boom, boom. Hold on. Boom,
it, trust me, it was nine shots.
Well, I, whatever it was bad. And now they're going to say he's a drug addict.
All right, let me go to a phone call here in Lancaster, California, right? Okay, here is Austin. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir.
Yeah, Phil, I'm a little amazed. I don't know how you... there's some questions need to be asked here by this to this gentleman. First of all, sir, how are you this evening? I'm good. How are you? Well, I'm fine, sir, but you haven't answered the question, the most pivotal question. Where are you getting the number of shots that has been fired? Because you're saying, well, I'm taking this from a police. The police said that. What did the police say? I think that's a good place to start. You know, I've been telling you, sir. The only thing you've said so far tonight, that when and I've been listening since Mr. Henry had you on, you said that they found THC. Is that what you said, sir? Yes, I said that the coroner said they found THC, but, and I can tell that you're probably, on George Zimmerman's side, and you're probably taking that to mean, oh, he's a hard, I'm not drawing any conclusions at all. I don't think because you spoke marijuana that makes you a hard and fast thug, but I just wanted to know if it was THC or was it a different drug, because I live up in an area of L.A. County where we've got more than enough. Thank you very much. More than enough meth addicts. We got more meth, meth labs up here than we got people. Okay. Well, that's very nice, but we are not talking about someone who's on meth. Well, I don't think I'm not talking about, but I'm just saying. You can't. I know what you mean about being prejudiced, because I've got friends that are meth addicts, and I've got very dear family members that are dear to me, that have sores, open running sores on their faces from meth. So I know that drugs do not necessarily make you a thug. They can make you look like one, and that might have been a problem. Well, I don't know
Tell me about that. I think that's a good point, Austin. What do you mean?
Well, if he smoked some marijuana and he's slinking down the street, if you have seen, because like I said, we've got meth labs, I've seen every kind of hophead and pillhead. I've seen them all that come up here, and they pack that Sneaky Pete wine. A lot of them empty out a Darvon capsule and mix and match. So I've seen every kind of drug addict, and what they'll do is, you smoke some weed, you look like a drug addict. That's all. No, I don't think you do, and I think that that's very ignorant. And you said, what do you mean ignorant?
Well, all right, so in other words, if a guy smokes some weed, he's walking down the street, he looks like he's on drugs?
Yeah, I think so. But again, how many shots, when he got, you said he got out and he went to the bathroom, correct? Yes, sir, George Zimmerman did. All right, any man that has stopped to urinate knows that's 30 seconds. Then you said he shook off. That doesn't take more than maybe 5 seconds. And then you said he wheeled about or wheeled. I said he either twirled or wheeled. Okay, so he twirled. If you twirl, that means you spin. If you wheel, that means you're stepping toward. And it sounds, then I think he twirled, because it obviously caught the kid by surprise. Trayvon Martin said, "May I help you?" And the next thing you know, he's got an Israeli five pointed at his throat.
No, man. Don't give out information that you don't yet have.
Yeah, this guy's been doing that the whole time you talked to him, Phil. And what information am I giving out?
What do you mean an Israeli five, man? Give out information that is absolutely true, that the police have verified, not what you think.
I'm telling you, if they said boom, 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 that's a 18-shot clip. What you did there, maybe 10 shots. You still do that in a 15-shot clip. Well, yeah, but you wouldn't have the confidence to go boom, 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 because you know you'd only have five shots left.
And all right, hold on. The Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. As we talk about the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin, and that entire very, very tragic and unfortunate and ultimately deadly situation. We'll be right back.
Boom, 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 boom.
Will you shut up?
Boom.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on Phil TV and HD. Right now, we are showing a Desert Eagle 50-caliber handgun. The reason why we're showing this, is this what you are claiming, Mr. Wheeler, was used by George Zimmerman?
I'm saying that boom, 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 boom. You know, I don't know. I think, yes, I think it's the Desert Eagle. And that's why I call it an Israeli 5. It's a 50-caliber.
And you have no information as to whether or not that gun was used, do you?
I think we could make an educated guess.
No, we can't make an educated... You're the guy that's sitting there with the information from the police and from the coroner. And you can't tell me what gun he used.
I'm here to tell you the following thing, Mr. Hendry, if you'll listen to me for 5 seconds, please.
All right.
I'm here to tell you that Trayvon...
And by the way, why do you call him by his first name?
I beg your pardon?
Why do you call the man who was killed here exclusively by his first name? Why not Mr. Martin? Why not using... It sounds to me like you are, you're giving the appearance that you have great sympathy for him, which is not...
Well, of course I've got great sympathy for him. He was someone's son.
And well, George Zimmerman's someone's son.
Mr. Hendry, I'm not here to countenance the apologists for George Zimmerman. Not gonna happen.
I'm not a George Zimmerman apologist. I'm trying...
Well, it sounds like that to me.
I'm trying to present an objective point of view here, sir. I'm trying to give the who, what, the when, where, and the why, and then we can give some opinion. You know, so far we are precious short on facts. You're telling me that this guy... Boom, boom. I still don't know how many shots were fired.
I'm telling you that if...
Look...
Just hear me out, mister. If... George Zimmerman had an Israeli Eagle.
Okay, if George Zimmerman had a 50-caliber handgun...
Yes, if he did, you don't think that's possible? This man was the block captain for the neighborhood bunch, and he was very much a police groupie and a gun nut, and...
I don't like the term gun nut either. Why, he owned guns?
Yes, he owned guns.
That doesn't make you a gun nut. Okay, I'm maybe a police groupie. I can understand that.
Well, if you own, why doesn't that make you a gun nut?
If you own guns, it doesn't make you a gun nut. You collect them, you like them, you may use them for a variety of hunting, so, you know, self-defense, who knows? But I want to move on here.
You can't move on now, not with a statement like that, not with an explosive statement like that. You're walking around with a 50-caliber Israeli Eagle... And
you don't know that, and I'm not going to have you continue to say that that was the case.
All right, but if it was, and he stuck that right up in a... Let's for the moment assume that he stuck it right into Trayvon Martin's belly, fired off, boom, 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 and then stood over him and said something like, yeah, you've just been shot in the belly. Hurts, doesn't it? Let's say he did that. I think that is as sadistic... And
are you out of your mind? You are coming up...
Mr. Hendry, will you hear me out? Because you've had people interrupting throughout...
No, I'm not going to let you go on with this. You're creating scenarios here that you have no foundation in fact.
Did you hear the thing that I said right at the beginning before I said what I was going to say? I said another thing right in front of it. Did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
Did you hear what I said... At the beginning, before I said what I said, okay, let's say.
No, we're not going to let's say.
Why not? Everybody is talking about Trayvon Martin. Well, you know, he was wearing a hoodie, must be a thug. Well, you know, he was drinking, he had a Skittle and he had a tea. That's thug food.
And, what do you mean, thug food?
Oh, that's what everyone's saying. That's what thugs, you know, that's what gangbangers eat. Skittle and the tea. And so I'm saying, all right, if you want to do that, if you want to play that game, okay, if you want to play that game of jump rope, well, guess what? I'm going to come out of my mother's house, and I've got some chalk. And we'll do a little hopscotch, okay? And I'm saying...
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying, Mr. Henry, let's just for a moment, if you'll just let me... This scenario. George Zimmerman takes, you know, takes a leak, shakes off. Around comes Trayvon Martin. Boom, 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 boom. Leans over the kid as he falls to the ground dying and says, you just got shot in the belly. Hurts, doesn't it?
And okay, you want to say that why?
Why? What is the hostility?
I want to know why it is you want to paint that scenario as having happened. Why?
I think reasonably, if you're walking around with a Desert Eagle 50 cal... And
which he was not.
How do you know?
I've never heard any mention of him having a handgun like that. There's no mention at all. I've been asking you. You've been down there. You haven't told me.
I'm saying to you, if...
Well, all right, here's one. If, Dean, you are 20 years younger, that makes you 15. And if you're not married, that means you don't have a wife or kid, and you don't own your own business, and you don't own your own home. And let's just pretend you're 15 and you're an idiot.
Okay.
In fact, I don't have to pretend.
All right, so what you're doing now is you want to personally assault me.
Well, I think that that's what you've been doing to George Zimmerman.
No, that's what you, want to do is you want to personally assault me.
That's what you've been doing to Mr. Zimmerman. I got a 50 caliber. Boom, 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 boom. Hurts, doesn't it? Just got shot in the belly. Every kind of crazy scenario that has nothing to do with reality.
I told you that these were scenarios.
877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Lloyd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Dean Wheeler.
Yes, Phil. This man, you made a very good point, Phil. This man is absolutely irresponsible. He has said that a certain caliber weapon was used, and we have no evidence of that. Sir, you shut your mouth while I'm talking.
What?
Shut your mouth! I didn't say... Shut up!
All right, okay. Just be quiet for a second here, Dean.
Be quiet for a second. I've been listening to you, and you talk about... the last guy on the show was talking about somebody choking on throw-up. I've almost choked on my own throw-up listening to you. And now I'm going to say, and you have done exactly to George Raderman what you said should not be done to this man, Martin.
His name is George Zimmerman.
Shut your mouth!
It's Mr. Hendry.
I'm sorry, Phil. Boy, you are wound really tight, aren't you, old man? I swear to God, if you don't shut up...
Let this guy finish, okay? It's not George Raderman.
Who is George Raderman? George Raderman was a quarterback. You are a liar. You are a liar.
George Raderman was a football player. I don't know what position he played.
George Raderman was a football player, and he shot this kid, didn't he?
No. George Raderman is not alive anymore.
All right, so let me again say, blown it, you blew it. Let me again say, because you're the rudest son of a bitch I've ever heard in my life, I swear to God, there's no evidence that he had a 50 caliber handgun. There's no evidence that he went boom, boom, or whatever you said he did. There's no evidence that he was urinating. There's no evidence that he was shaking off and that he twirled or that he whirled. Or that he spun, or that he pirouetted.
Well, now you want to make him sound as if he's gay.
No, you're the one that made him sound gay. And you've made a mockery of the police work done here.
All right, sir.
Thank you, Phil.
You know, I don't understand why you can't understand this. I don't want to talk about theoreticals. I don't want to talk about what might have been. I don't want to talk about what could have been. I don't want to say, that's all you want to do.
Phil, I'm down here in Orlando. I'm covering this trial, all right, for the Bay Area environment, for the Atmospheric, which is our environmental newspaper where I live in Novato.
And well, I'm sorry, what is it called?
It's called the Bay Area Atmospherics.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a newspaper. And I was told to go and cover the trial. That's what I'm doing. But I don't think you can cover a trial like this unless you allow yourself to imagine some of the scenarios. And one of them is Zimmerman swirling about. And
what does swirling mean?
I mean he's almost doing a full spin. Boom, 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 boom.
How many shots?
Between 5 and 10.
With an Israeli 50?
Or not.
Or not. All right, we'll be right back here.
Well, you're leaving this. You're making me sound like somebody's yelling cut, and they're tossing me a towel.
Just hang on for a minute, will you? On the line with me is Dean Wheeler as we talk about George Zimmerman and the complete and utter, and if this is an example of the kind of irresponsible reporting that's going to be going on around that trial, forget it. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You just got shot in the belly. It hurts, doesn't it?
Phil, we have on the line with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and your phone calls now, more of your phone calls, I should say, as we talk about the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case, and we've had an awful lot of speculation here, which I do not think helps anybody, especially when it comes to an explosive situation like this. Here is Bill. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, I just want to bring some facts to this very speculative conversation that we're having here. Fact of the matter is, under our Constitution, George Zimmerman is afforded the presumption of innocence until proven guilty.
In a courtroom, that doesn't mean we can't have an opinion. Are you saying
your opinion is not fact? And also, it is George Zimmerman's
That's not what you said. You said
he's afforded that right under the Constitution of the United States of America. Maybe
in
you
a courtroom.
Should have said,
in a courtroom, it doesn't mean you don't
everywhere.
Have opinions.
We
wrong.
Are endowed
wrong.
With
wrong.
Certain inalienable rights, life,
no,
liberty,
wrong.
The pursuit of happiness.
So I don't get to have an opinion.
Equal protection under
so
the law.
So we don't get to have opinions.
How can you cry
so we don't get to have
Trayvon and deny
so we can't get to have opinions.
You're a fruitcake.
So we don't get... you're the fruitcake. You're saying we don't have free speech. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
We have free speech.
But no, not according to you.
Can't go to a movie
not according to you.
Fire. You can't incite a race riot.
I can say if a man is guilty. Did you think O.J. was guilty?
Show
did you think O.J. was guilty?
Show me that.
You were saying you were running around saying O.J. was guilty. You were running around saying O.J.
prop up and defer from the real issues.
You were that if I said that George Zimmerman was innocent. If I said that George Zimmerman was innocent.
All right, you guys are not listening to each other, and so nobody's hearing anything either one of you guys is saying. Okay.
He's trying to say that I don't have a right to an opinion.
He's saying that your opinion needs to be responsibly formed.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. That the man's innocent until. No, you did not. You're lying.
Guilty.
You're lying.
How can you cry for
well, all right, let's, hold on. We got to differentiate, though. Yes, you're right. A man is innocent until proven guilty. You're absolutely right. But that doesn't mean that people are not going to get together and talk about the case and
correct.
Their opinion of someone's
but,
guilt or innocence. I mean, take a look at O.J. During the whole trial, don't talk when Phil's talking. Don't ever do that. During the whole, just before the O.J. trial, there's a lot of people saying he was guilty. During the trial, there's a lot of people saying he's guilty.
That's right. That's exactly right, Phil.
All right. Well, but now the bigger issue here, though.
The fact of the matter is,
the bigger issue is, hold on, shut up. You both of you guys, shut up. The bigger issue here is that you're saying stuff here, Dean, about boom, 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 and Israeli 50, and he shook off.
Let me ask both of you guys a question. How long does it take you to shake off after you urinate?
Hey,
it takes
a
long time.
How do you know that he's a two-second guy?
This guy's saying that he couldn't have had time to, you know, go boom, 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 because he was shaking off.
Where do you hear this shaking off stuff?
But where do you even get, what do you even get these facts?
I'm saying that it is legitimate speculation.
Okay.
No, it is not. No, it's not legitimate speculation. You don't have any evidence. You don't have any evidence that there was a 50 used. You don't have any evidence the guy was urinating. You don't have any evidence he was shaken off.
Mr. Henry, I gave you either a twirling or whirling scenario.
I don't even know what that means.
It means it fits his profile, which makes him feel better about hating George Zimmerman and
Okay. Making
him guilty in the public eyes.
Oh, well, isn't that what you're doing, only the other way? You're saying that Trayvon Martin's a thug because he wore a hood?
I didn't say that, sir. I said, how about if we afford George Zimmerman justice just as we want it for Trayvon Martin? I want justice for everybody. But I won't.
I know, but you can't do that.
A lynch mob and condemn a man until he's convicted by a jury of his peers. That's what our Constitution guarantees us.
But you can't do that, okay? When it was boom, 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 boom.
Where are you getting the boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Man?
Maybe
where are you getting that?
Cannabis himself.
Oh, okay. See, I knew the drugs would come into it. And that's what's going to happen in this trial. They're going to say, Trayvon Martin
had
THC.
The only person on drugs here is you.
No, the coroner said that Trayvon Martin had
THC. How do you know there wasn't a contact high? How do you know he wasn't going to church? You know, we don't know any of that stuff. It's all speculation.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
Show me the
facts. You don't know anything about it.
Well, they're going to, but the defense, George Zimmerman's lawyer is going to say that he was an addicted black.
Oh, come on, man. And this is why this trial.
It's all about race. Hey, did anyone mention that Trayvon was 6'1" and that George Zimmerman was a tiny little guy? That his arm reach was probably significantly longer than George Zimmerman's.
Oh, okay. So then you shoot a guy?
That attacked the black man?
So you shoot a guy? I'm sure. You shoot a guy. Just because
did Fury Godmother come down and put all those cuts and bruises on George Zimmerman? Where did those come from?
Oh, he really looked bad.
Did that happen
really
while he was
shaking
it
off
in the
toilet? Have you ever seen a guy get beat up? I got beat up one night.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. All right. Anyway,
hey, thank you very much,
Bill. Thank you, sir, very much for your call. I appreciate it. And, you know, keep a. What do you mean you got beat up one night?
I was out of my mind on mushrooms. And I hit on a guy at a party.
Uh-huh. Are you bisexual?
No, I am not. No, I am not. No, I am not. But I got my ass kicked. And I mean, what I remember of it, it lasted about 5 minutes.
You got your ass beat for 5 minutes, huh?
That's the part I remember. And
now, that seems like an extreme reaction. You hit on the guy?
Well, I was out of line. I grabbed him.
Are you? You're not gay. You're not bisexual.
No, Phil. I'm married. I've got 3 daughters. I was out of my mind on mushrooms.
All right. So what did you look like? You look pretty bad, huh?
Yeah. Did you ever see? Well, I told you. You saw Dirty Harry.
You looked like that guy in Dirty Harry.
Yes, I did. And my face was swollen like that guy, and it was completely wrecked. And I said to the guy, he wasn't black, but he was Mexican. And I said, and the guy said to me, you really want $300 worth, huh? And
wait, why did he say that?
It was just a figure of speech. And I said, every penny you Mexican son of a bitch.
And so, as a result of you getting your ass kicked, you looked like that cat in Dirty Harry with the face all jacked over.
Yes. And that's why I know what you look like when you get your ass beat. George Zimmerman looked pretty compared to me. Well, Mr. Hendry, I know you enough to know that your laughter is an insult to every God-fearing...
You know, I don't mean to interrupt you. I find it just amusing, the two strangers at a party...
No, I knew the guy. He was a friend of mine.
All right. Great move. I don't even want to know what you did to piss him off.
I told you I hit on him sexually.
Okay. Anyway, you two guys started doing lines from Dirty Harry.
He said, "Do you really want $300? That's after he kicked my ass for about 5 minutes.
And then you said, "Every penny, you Mexican son of a bitch."
Yes. You know what? Never mind, Phil. I hope you die. I hope you die, but not anytime soon. I hope you live to be really old, urinating on your couch.
That's actually a bad thing. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Every penny.
Phil Hendry.